Today, from the United States of America, we hear from Father Brendan Curran, who is a North American promoter of justice and peace, but is currently on retreat in the Badlands of South Dakota. Brendan's preaching is entitled, Where is the Prophetic Cry of Micah? Woe to you!
Our reading from the letter of the prophet Micah. Woe to those who plan iniquity and work out evil on their couches. In the morning light they accomplish it, when it lies within their power. They covered fields and seized them, houses and they take them. They cheated an owner of his house, a man of his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I am planning against this race an evil from which you shall not withdraw your necks, nor shall you walk with head high, for it will be a time of evil. On that day a satire shall be sung over you, and there shall be a plainful chant. Our ruin is complete. Our fields are portioned out among our captors. The fields of my people are measured out, and no one can get them back. Thus you shall have no one to mark out boundaries by lot in the assembly of the Lord. The Word of God. Oh, where is your justice, O God? Where will we see the face of your vision, our reign here on this earth? Perhaps this may not regularly at all be a cry that we feel from our faithful hearts as Christians, as Catholics. Certainly it's quite common, more common for me, to feel a bit squeamish and uneasy, even to criticize this as a sense that has no part for our reflection or our prayer to God. Woe to you? We might even call it ungodly, or even draw our own conclusions, but it is part of our people's struggle. It is a part of our Christian struggle, and it is a part of our human struggle. The prophet Micah invites us this day to reflect on the sting and the pain of the obstacles that obstruct us from God's will, from God's love, and from God's reign on earth. The prophet Micah spoke clear and powerful words demanding that inhuman and abusive oppression of his day must be cried out, must be said, Woe to you! Woe to you who plan iniquity or plot out evil from their couches, who cheat the owner from their house or another from their inheritance. Woe to you! Where is that voice in each of us? Where does that come from what God has created in each of us? Yes, it may cause us uncomfortability, sense of doubt, and something we're not comfortable with, we struggle with. But today we're invited to recognize that as part of who we are, as part of our faithful journey. Where is your face, O God, in the midst of our struggles? Where do we cry out like Micah? Where is that voice? How do we see your face? Where do we see that oppression in our midst? Well, we read the news today of our very own sister, Patricia Fox, a Dominican Australian sister who has been cast out from the Philippine government, called for deportation for publicly criticizing their policies. She calls them out for having beaten, murdered government enemies and disappeared them. Patricia has served among the poor of the people of the Philippines. And in many ways, it reminds us that her voice that she shares in her ministry is that voice that is shared with Micah, Woe to you! Perhaps we are not like the Patricia Fox, our Dominican sister, in their courage, but invites us to reflect deeply in our own midst. Here, as I serve in the United States, we have heard the cries out for families of children ripped from their parents at the border. Where is your justice, O God? Where is that voice, that stinging voice, in anger, in righteous anger, saying, Woe to you! Where do we see your justice, O God, of families torn apart at the borders? Or where do we hear that great and profound voice of Micah, of African-American peoples who cry out that black lives indeed matter? Where do we hear that voice of Micah amidst the struggles of Muslims being singled out around the world and singled out here in the United States for being forbid from entry from other countries just because of their tradition and their religious practices as Muslims. Where is the voice of the cry of Micah in the midst of us for them, standing with them, reminding us they are part of God's abundant creation? And even in the midst of our very own families, families struggling in the midst of domestic violence or of abuse in the home, where is the call of the cry of Micah crying out for God's righteous justice, crying out to remind us that this too is part of our faithful journey? Perhaps we do not identify or recognize how we are connected to this mission, but indeed it is part of our baptism. We are called to be people who are marked with that sign of the cross as priest, prophet, and king. Reminded that we are called to be prophets. Reminded that we are called to lean on that righteous anger, as Micah reminds us from generations ago. Yes, on this day, let us reflect deeply on our own sense of mission, our own sense of pain, and our own sense of oppressions in our midst. Who Micah calls from us this day. Woe to you. Thank you.